Joining us on the air right now, though, is one of our new neighbors just up the road now, is the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. We've got Kristen Smith, who walked over here today with a short and sweet business beat. How are you?
What a beautiful day.
Right?
A historic day. Happy birthday, Aaron.
Thank you.
I brought those balloons all the way from the chamber. We are located at 104 South Essies and so excited to welcome WCHL to the neighborhood. I love seeing that chamber member Trosa is moving your stuff in as we speak. How many members are here at University Place, and you're adding to the group? We just saw Sammy from Chick-fil-A. I think there's some cookies waiting for you.
I was looking around for the cookies and I could not find them. I'm not 100% sure they didn't get eaten in the 2 minutes we were on the air.
Oh no.
That's fine. So, they're just around the corner, so I can go and get one if I want.
If you need a birthday milkshake, let me know. But I'm excited to be here. Happy birthday on a historic
day. Thank you.
Which is why I'm going to talk about things you can only do today and this weekend. So only today can you be the first on the air interview in the new studio.
And although Sammy kind of got the drop on you there, but the first official interview.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Unofficial interview?
Well, Sammy came by at 3:28. So now it's going to be this disputed
Sammy
honor forever.
I cannot believe it. Okay, but also only today can you wish Aaron Keck a happy birthday.
That is true.
Things that you can do only on Thursday, tomorrow, the Carver Business Alliance and Economic and Community Development Department at the town of Carver will be having a coffee and conversation about their local business community. That'll be 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Carver Town Hall tomorrow morning. There will be coffee. They assured everyone that there's definitely going to be coffee, but they're also going to have an opportunity to hear from someone from Asheville to talk about a buy local mobile app and talk about holiday advertising opportunities. So if you are a Carborough business, I visited three of my favorite today, Balloons and Tunes, Neil's Deli, and saw the work happening at PTA Thrift Shop. So and got an oil change at Chapel Hill Tire. So if you are a Carborough business owner or employee, visit localcarborough.com for information about their coffee and conversation tomorrow.
Awesome.
Carborough Town Hall.
Very cool. So that's 7:30 to 9:30 in the morning, and then an hour later at 10 o'clock, it's the inauguration of Margaret Spellings.
I mean, we're not going to have...
Who's finally taking over as UNC system president, apparently.
Yesterday was University Day observed. Today is the official birthday of the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, and only tomorrow will be the inauguration of Margaret Spellings, 18th president of the University of North Carolina. There's a formal ceremony that's a ticketed event at Memorial Hall, but anyone can tune in and see the inauguration at northcarolina.edu.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So all of her decrees for the last 6 months have been apparently just completely unofficial because the inauguration hasn't happened yet.
I know. I don't know if there's inaugural ball. It's been a while since we've had a president in presidential inauguration for the university system. I was at Chancellor Folt's installation, but congratulations on the official inauguration of Margaret Spellings, 18th president of the University of North Carolina.
Cool. So that's what you can only do tomorrow. We got Kristen Smith from the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce here with things you can only do this weekend as well.
On Friday, this is the last day to register to vote.
You can't do it up until Friday,
After Friday, you can't do it anymore.
Yes.
It's registered to vote for this historic election by mail. So visit NCSBE, that's for North Carolina State Board of Elections, .gov, and make sure that you're registered to vote. You will be able to do it at early voting sites and do same-day registration there, but if you're going to do it by mail, if you want to vote on election day, you're a traditionalist, November 8th is your day, then you need, and you have not yet registered to vote, you need to have it in the mail by Friday.
And the emphatic pounding on
Excuse
the countertop.
Me, I don't know how it's sounding on the radio. I apologize.
I don't know either, but I really hope that came across because it was like, vote on election day.
It was my emphatic, make sure you're registered to vote. Yeah. Don't pass up
Especially
this opportunity.
Especially for this election, because, I mean, if if we're just waking up to it in the last 5 days, this is a pretty significant election on the presidential level, on the gubernatorial level, on the Senate level. We got the state Supreme Court seat, which is a very key race that's going to decide the balance in a very divided state Supreme Court. We've got lieutenant governor. We've got attorney general. We've got the two bond referendums in Orange County. There's so much on the ballot, and every single one of those races is absolutely vital for the future of our community, the state, the country. So we always tell people this is an historic election, and there are those occasional elections like 1996 when it's like, looking back, maybe it wasn't so historic. This one is historic, so get to the polls and vote. Register to vote by Friday if you want to vote on Election Day, but then you can do same-day registration
and
voting during the early voting
period.
And I'll
certainly update, and I know that WCHO will update folks about the importance of voting and voting in this election with Orange County's two bond referendums. That's a $5 million bond referendum for affordable housing and a $120 million bond referendum for both school systems in Orange County. So I've been telling folks, from Hillary to housing, this is a long ballot and a very important ballot. So make sure that that you vote during this historic election.
That's a good slogan, from Hillary to housing.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. We're going to use that. So I've also got these three sheets of paper, courtesy of Festifall, actually, because they had the booth and they were handing these out, about early voting sites for Orange and Durham and Chatham counties. And as we get closer to the actual early voting period, which is a week from tomorrow when it begins, we'll let people know where to go and vote if you want to vote early in either of our three counties, Orange, Durham, Chatham.
So, and then speaking of the bond referendums, tomorrow we're going to, at the Walk for Education, the campaign for...
Saturday at the Walk for Education.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're going the next day forward.
I'm so excited about this historic day today. On Saturday, the campaign for affordable housing in our schools or Vote for Kids and Families will kick off at the Walk for Education. Now, talking about history, this is the 20th Walk for Education.
Yes.
They've been doing this for 20 years. It's an annual fundraiser that brings together students, teachers, parents, and community members in support of the local public schools.
I'll be emceeing it, so I always doing this. It's such a great event.
Emceeing it. I will try to find you and make sure that you have a balloon and sticker at 2 p.m.
I'll be the one standing up in the front with the microphone.
Okay. What are you going to be wearing? Because I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to recognize you.
Oh, that's true. I'm kind of hard to spot in the crowd. No. I've got these novelty happy birthday glasses that they gave me earlier today. I might just wear that. All right.
You should wear those.
There we
and
go.
Hopefully a Vote for Kids and Families sticker. We'll be there handing out balloons and stickers, reminding those that are in the Walk for Education that you have an opportunity to support our both school systems, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County School System, with the $120 million bond referendum. So look for us. We'll be handing out red balloons and stickers and reminding folks about the importance of the both bond referendums that are on the Orange County ballot.
Absolutely. So that's on Saturday. And then, publicschoolfoundation.org, by the way, if you want more information about the Walk for Education and about the Public School Foundation, because this Walk for Education is for them. They do great work all year long to support the public schools in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. It's really an organization that we take for granted, and we really can't do without them, and we're lucky to have them. So.
And why it might be historic is it might be the last
walk. They're going to be doing something different, I think, starting next year. Talks about that are still in the works.
There's proposed construction at Lincoln Center in 2017, so Public School Foundation will be resting their feet and talking about what's next. So don't miss out on the 20th anniversary Walk for Education.
Very cool. And then on Sunday, we got to wrap up the weekend.
Wrap up the weekend. Things you can. These are historic opportunities that you won't want to miss. This is the last weekend for the Parade of Homes. The Home Builders Association of Durham, Orange, and Chatham counties are featuring 65 beautiful newly constructed homes throughout the three counties, and they'll be open and available for touring from noon to 5 p.m. So your last chance is on Sunday. This is the last weekend of three weekends. On Sunday is the last day, and they have homes with prices ranging from $180,000 to over $1.5 million. So it's an opportunity to see lots of different newly constructed homes. If you'd like more information, you can visit HBADOC, that's Home Builders Association of Durham, Orange, and Chatham Counties.com, or just go to Harris Teeter, your new neighbor, and pick up a tour guide booklet.
So
in addition to balloons for your birthday, I have brought you a parade of homes.
You have no idea how much this actually, and I'm not even kidding, means to me, because
I think I detect a little bit of sarcasm.
You know, it's really more sarcasm about myself, because when I was growing up, and I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the air, my parents and I was an only child, so it was just the three of us. We used to go around too, because they did the parade of homes when I was growing up in Lansing too, and I used to love this every year. I looked forward to the parade of homes so much, because you could go around to all these new houses and see like all of the layouts and absolutely for free, and you got the book and you got to look at all the floor plans and everything. I should have been an architect, but I just never decided to go down that road. But yeah, I loved parade of homes growing up. I was such a nerd about that.
Well,
but this is exciting.
Ready-made activity
for
your birthday weekend. And I guess since I brought that booklet, I guess I don't have to buy you a Chick-fil-A milkshake.
No, you still have to buy me a Chick-fil-A milkshake. Because what am I going to drink when I'm going around to all these cool homes?
So this is a historic week, a historic day, a historic weekend, and certainly a historic election. So hope folks will stay tuned, and very excited to have the Short and Sweet Business Beat today in your new location.
All right. How's the Fitbit going to get
What's the count? I'm not going to say that on the air.
How much do you know how much you added to get from here to get from there to here?
I'll report that next time.
Okay,
maybe I don't deserve a milkshake and should do some mall walking. But thanks again, Aaron, and happy birthday.
All right, thank you so much. Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carper Chamber of Commerce, CarolinaChamber.org is the website if you want to find out more.